This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org. We're here today with Dr. Heidi Larson, Senior Lecturer at the London School for Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Dr. Larson joined us today at CSIS for a fascinating talk on her ongoing research in vaccine campaigns and public behavior. Dr. Larson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
So for everyone who couldn't be at your talk today, could you give a brief explanation of some of the research you're currently doing?
Well, the main research I'm focused on now around vaccines is to detect early signals of public concerns about vaccines so that we can engage and understand with the public to better understand what the concerns are before they erupt into bigger problems.
One of the things you said in your speech today, which I found so interesting, was in your research you found that communication is not the issue. Can you elaborate a little bit on that point?
Well, I would qualify it a bit to say it's not the only issue. A lot of times, there's a perception that the reason that the public or parts of the public question or refuse a vaccine is that they don't have enough information, or they don't understand the risk and the benefit, when in fact that's not always the problem. Some of them are have done a lot of personal research, and these days with the internet there's a lot of information you can get. There are a number of different drivers that affect people's acceptance of vaccines, so it's not just about communication, but that always helps.
And you talked today about some of the things that influence people to even engage in a vaccine initiative, whether they trust it or not, and how important trust is. Can you talk about that a little bit and how we can gain people's trust? Is it hard to gain? Is it easier to break? And what that means for the future of vaccines?
Public trust is, I think, totally fundamental to the success of immunization. When you think about it, I mean, allowing a doctor or a health worker to put in an injection into a healthy baby, there's a deep social contract of trust that a mother or even for an individual, an adolescent or an adult. And I think that you really need to trust and believe that it's something that's going to be good for you. Yes, trust is much easier to break than to build. And the trust is rarely specific to that vaccination event. It's trusting in governments and in health officials. It's often related to things beyond immunization. It could be related to another problem with a health issue or something in the politics of the country at the time that the public doesn't trust the government. So it's an important issue. It starts with the relationship with the health provider and the client, but it also has broader societal implications.
And I think one of the big points of your talk today was talking about anticipating before the crisis actually occurs. Can you elaborate on that point?
Yes, I think that's a huge thing we have to do better at. In the case of the polio effort, I think anticipating a bit better that we were going to need more work in certain sectors of the population that had less resources and more marginalized, we could have anticipated that would have taken longer. But in general, I think we can do what I call risk, well, other people do, but I mean it from a social point of view, risk mapping, that when we introduce a new technology or start a new program, that we look at the environment that we're introducing, whether it's a vaccine or other intervention in. We look at the obvious technical and operational feasibility, but we really need to consider the social and political feasibility and acceptance before we move ahead with any kind of delivery.
And I guess just as a last question going forward and into the future, what do you see as the biggest challenges and the biggest opportunities in the vaccine and vaccine campaigns?
I think the absolute biggest challenge in vaccines right now is that we have a fantastic portfolio of new vaccines coming down the pipeline, and there's been a huge investment in the discovery and development of newer vaccines. I think where our biggest challenge is to make them affordable and accessible and acceptable to populations around the world so that we get to benefit from the technologies that are becoming available.
Well, Dr. Larson, thank you so much for joining us today. For anyone interested in watching Dr. Larson's talk today, July 27th, 2011, the whole thing will be on smartglobalhealth.org. Thank you.
Thanks.